You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
So now on this, the fifth Sunday of Easter, once again, readings are changing here again. For the first couple of weeks after Easter, we see the post-resurrection appearances of Jesus, where Jesus has to go back to his apostles and disciples and says, hey, I'm still here. This is a new resurrected me. And as you see, my teachings still have authority, and my teachings are true. And when the apostles and disciples saw this, they become re-energized, if you will. A new apostle, a new disciple who is bold and doesn't care what happens, who goes and preaches the good news and makes converts, but at the same time receives all sorts of persecution. But it doesn't seem to bother them. But now, once again, we see things are changing, and Jesus is saying, I am not going to be with you much longer. These post-resurrection events, these are kind of like cheerleading sessions, if you will, are going to come to a close. And now we are really now focusing and pointing toward Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit. But we're not there yet. So, Jesus says, okay, this is it. I'm going to be leaving. So I'm going to give you a new commandment. Say, oh, man, okay, give me another one. Okay, here's some more. Sure, why not? Sure, all your other teachings are hard. Sure, let's bring another one on. Here we go. I give you a new commandment. Love one another. Oh, come on. As I have loved you, so also you should love one another. And this is how people are going to know that you believe in me, if you have love for one another. And it sounds nice, but what do we do to show this? This is not so easy. Because we have all this love in the world, and there's different forms of love. There's friendship. We all have friends. And we can only have so many friends because there's only so much of us to go around. And friends are work. Friends are effort. And I don't mean that in a bad way. They just are. So we are limited in our friendship. We have family members. So, you know, mother, father, sisters, brothers, children, aunts, uncles. Some families are quite large, some not so large, but nonetheless, there is this love of family. And let's face it, you can only, you know, spread that out so far, too. Thank God we're not all related. It's just we just don't have the energy. I don't have the energy for you, nor do you have the energy for all of us here. We don't have that kind of energy. We are limited. And yet, Jesus comes along and says, love one another. Now what? Okay, here we go. Here's how I'd like to leave it with you. By our nature, by human nature, we are self-centered. We can't help it. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I just mean because we are embodied, we have a human body, we are self-centered. Okay, so when I am very hungry, I am self-centered. When I am very thirsty, I am self-centered. More importantly, when I am sick, all of us have experienced sickness. And when we are sick, that's when we really turn in on ourselves. And we can't help it. This body is aching. And it's hard to do things when we are sick. So we kind of think about ourselves. And so we have this tendency as human beings to be self-centered. I'm not talking bad, not like, you know, a narcissist, and that's taking it to the extreme. So I don't want to talk about that. I'm just talking about the normal, everyday, we're trying to get along in life, and we're really thinking about ourselves a lot. However, Jesus, I think, reminds us that just as I have needs and wants in my own life, so do you. So do all of us. We all have needs. And now, I think this is where Jesus' teaching comes into play. Jesus asks us to always be aware that the human being that is in front of us has needs and wants. And if it is possible, we should try to help. It doesn't mean we do it all the time, but nonetheless, there are people who come within our sphere who we see, and they need help. And Jesus today is saying, I want you to help. To show love means that we take our attention off of ourselves and look at the person or persons in front of us and actually say, how can I help that person? And you know what? That makes all the difference in the world. However, got to be careful here. There's some pitfalls we got to be careful about. Conditions. Oh, man, conditions get in the way. I will not do this to this person unless this person does X, Y, Z. Whatever that is. We can use it for forgiveness, too. That's a big thing. So not only love, but forgiveness. I will not forgive this person who has done something bad to me unless they do X, Y, and Z. If they do these three things and I am satisfied, then I will forgive them. Otherwise, no, I am not going to forgive them. I have conditions, and these conditions have to be met. We do it all the time. We do it in lending money or giving out favors. Oh, favors, Christian favors, watch out. It's a hook. I did this favor for you, and then we remind the person down the line. It is manipulation, plain and simple. There is no love there. When there are conditions, there is no love. That is hard. And that is the challenge for us. Can we dare to love without conditions? And that is hard for us because we say, well, no, we kind of want to hedge our bets. But let me make it more plainer. To love one another, will we get hurt? Yes. Will people take advantage of you? Yes. Will things not go right? Yes. I want to say to you, make a list of everything that could go wrong in doing good for a person. And I will say, yes, yes, yes. We can make a list of 1,000 things, and I'll say yes to everyone. It's a risk. Loving one another is the risk of pain and suffering, and we will have to endure pain and suffering. That comes with it. So, watch out for that condition. That's where the devil really comes to play at us. Says, well, that's not going to work. That person, this person. Well, yes, but you know what? Don't let it get in the way of trying. Always try. Always love one another. Don't let somebody else's negativity, don't let somebody else's sinfulness bring us down. Because here's the good news. No matter how many negatives, and there could be lots of negatives, it doesn't outweigh the positive of loving one another because of the love we receive back. It is tremendous. And here's the strange thing. Me with my wants and needs, if all I do is want to try to fulfill my own wants and needs, and I start saying, no, it's about me. Oh, I need me time. I got to take care of me. It's all about me. And I just start swirling within me. And I look out and I really don't care. I don't care about anybody because I'm busy about me. My needs will never be met. I'll never be happy. And here's the strange thing. If I forget about my needs, at least for a little bit, and worry about your needs and try to take care of your needs, in some strange way, My needs are taken care of. It's in giving that suddenly I receive all that I need. And we all have this that can happen to us. That is the good news. And this is what Jesus has commanded us to do today. We have to take the risk. And we're going to have to take the pain and the suffering that comes from the risk. We will get hurt and we will feel pain. But you know what? It's minuscule compared to the love that is there if we dare to try. So today, in the gospel reading and more importantly from the second reading where Jesus says, "See, I make all things new," Jesus looks to us and says, "Okay, can you participate in that? We are going to participate in this new kingdom, and it is up to us to bring it about. And we bring it about by letting the whole world see that, you know what, we're going to try to do the best we can to take care of one another."